You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
It takes people 2 seconds, literally less than 2 seconds, when looking at your Instagram bio to decide if, in fact, they're going to follow you. Hey, my name is Shalene Johnson, co-host of Build Your Tribe, and today we're talking about the things you need to know about your Instagram bio. It's time for you to update it. This might be the reason why you're not getting followers. Now, before we go much further, if you're listening to this episode on your favorite podcasting app, this is one episode you for sure are going to want to catch on YouTube. So we've made it really super easy for you. All you have to do is look below in our description of the show, and I put a link right at the top. It'll take you directly to YouTube. And the reason why I think you're going to prefer to see this episode on YouTube is because I'm going to walk you through how to do some of these things, like specifically on Canva, what it looks like, and the visuals of your feed, your Instagram feed, matched with your Instagram bio are the two things that people glance at very quickly and decide if, in fact, they're going to follow you. I mean, let's face it, people are greedier than ever when it comes to a follow. I mean, I am. I know you are too. We're all following way too many people. We don't want to follow yet another person. So unless every single element that people need to see, even though it's subconscious, that people need to see in order to decide if, in fact, you are worth following yet another person, it happens so fast, we don't have room to get it wrong. So today I'm going to walk you through an Instagram bio makeover that frankly will work whether you're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or YouTube. All right, let's get to it. All right, let's start with Lisa Roach. First thing is that I don't even know who this is. And so many of you, what you're going to need to do is find a headshot. Now, you can just take this right now with your iPhone because you don't even have to worry about the quality of it. You can put a filter on it if you want, but we need a clean headshot, just your mug, because I can't relate to Lisa when I can't even see. It looks like maybe she has a mask on, which means she probably hasn't even updated this photo since the pandemic. She says that she's a mommy to an angel baby, Susie, which explains why she's used this social media handle. Her name is Lisa, and you want to start by remembering the thing that's never going to change is your name. So even if you have a really common name, like your name is, let's say, Lisa Smith, you could be the official Lisa Smith, or Lisa Smith is here, or Lisa Smith, like something that includes your name. And you don't have to use your whole name, but you should definitely use part of your name. I can't tell you how many times I've met individuals at events and they'll walk up to me and they're like, we talk all the time. Shalene, I am Fit Mom 47 puppy lover. Like, I'll never remember that. And I have no connection with you. We are connected by our names. It says something about us. Your personal brand starts with your personal name. So change your handle on all social media profiles. Try to pick something that's available across all of them. And you might have to be creative if you have a very common name, but you'll find it, I promise you. So the first thing we have to do with Lisa is we've got to zoom in on her face. We need to see her face. So I scrolled back through her social media account and found an image of Lisa. I just cropped it. And then what I did is I put it into Canva. In Canva, they've got, which is a free program, you just put into Canva and you simply remove the background. So that gave her just the cropped shot of her head. Then I placed another color behind her and just uploaded that as her new profile picture onto Instagram. We picked this bright chartreuse yellow because that's like one of her favorite colors. And it's really a great color that just pops off the page. Like, you're going to see that color and instantly identify, oh, that's Lisa, right? And now we're seeing her face. Now I can connect with her. Now there's something about her eyes and like that flower in her hair. Like, you already know some things about Lisa that we had no idea of. Like, maybe she posted another photo of herself in the gym, that like post gym workout selfie, because she thought she looked like really fit that day. But we don't connect with people because of their bodies. We connect with people because of their eyes, because of their face, because of that relatability that we're looking for and we see in people's faces. The next thing we did was changed her username. Again, your username is the name you're going by on that social media platform. So I'm Shalene Johnson across all the platforms. On YouTube, it's youtube.com/Shalene Johnson. It's Shalene Johnson on Twitter. It's Shalene Johnson on Instagram. try to pick a name and then use that username across all social media platforms so that it's more consistent. When it comes to Instagram, the name area, the name field on Instagram only, this is not true on TikTok or on YouTube, but on Instagram, the name field, there's no reason for you to put your name there again. Okay. So it's in this field that I want you to tell people your brand, like what is it that you do? So at the time of my recording, Lisa's brand is she's someone who helps people with makeup, specifically women who are super busy and have like 5 minutes or less to put on their makeup. So we're going to use that field because it is search engine optimized on Instagram, and we're going to place whatever your brand is, whatever it is somebody might be searching for that you help them with, put it in that field. Now, below that, you'll see that Lisa has written a bunch of things that a lot of you probably have in your social media. The things that are like clever or funny or you think are relatable, but they're not helping anyone. You know, so for example, she says, I'm a mommy to an angel baby named Susie. Great for her, but like, no offense, who cares? Like, that's not helping anybody. She says, I'm unable to quit because I am currently too legit. Okay, that's funny. Now I know she likes MC Hammer. Now I probably also know how old she is, but it's also just not helpful. So you want to use this whole space to help people understand more about your brand, because we've got 2 seconds to decide if we want to follow you or not. And the fact that you like MC Hammer, like that was too hard for me to figure out, and that doesn't help me. I just need to know, how do you help me? How does your brand help me? So we're going to change your Instagram bio to tell people what type of content you post. So this isn't a resume, and you don't even have to say, I help people to do blah, blah, blah. Just tell people what kind of content they can expect you if they follow you. What kind of content will they see? What is the promise? What is it you're going to be helping them with? What problem is it that you solve? What type of niche are you specifically obsessed with at the moment? Like, this all relates to your personal brand. Now that we've changed her bio and her picture, it's much more identifiable. We've also changed her name. Now, if somebody were to see a great post from Lisa and click on her Instagram account, this is what they see. They've got like 2 seconds to look at the content and go like, what? It's, huh? What does she post about? Like, what is her brand? Because the content's all over the place. Don't make the mistake of trying to post content that's trendy or popular or it's what everybody, or it's just going to get you likes. Post content that's truly valuable to the person who it is you're trying to help. Like, pick a niche and stick with it. This is your brand. This is how you help people. And her content, no offense, was all over the place. So what we did was changed up her content. So as you can see here, the content delivers on the promise of the bio. The bio says that she posts 5-minute makeup tutorials for busy moms who got no time for makeup. And now if I glance at the content on her page, it's like, oh, that matches up. Consistency is part of your personal brand. And it starts there. Like, you've got to start by building a brand that's really identifiable, that's easy for people to understand, so that when the person who's looking for you finds you, they're like, this is what I was looking for. Now, this is a great bio makeover. If that's something you're struggling with, I've got a great tool for you there. We've got a 10-minute Instagram makeover. I'll put a link to that below. It's free. You just click on the link, enter your email address. You'll get a download that like walks you through this, like check mark by check mark. So you'll know like all of the steps you need to follow to change your Instagram or whatever social media platform you're on. Clean it up so that it matches your personal brand. Hey, I know it's a lot, and I want to thank you for staying with me to this point. I also want you to know it's possible. And I want to be very realistic and tell you that your brand is not going to pop off in 5 months' time unless you're so good at creating the kind of content that just goes viral because it's so helpful and people who are your avatar are sending it to other people who are your avatar. I mean, it's possible. I've seen it happen. I can give you some great examples. How about Dr. Mary Claire Haver, who opened up her TikTok? And instead of like doing all the fancy stuff that everybody else was doing and the dancing on TikTok, she just decided to talk about the thing that she was most incredibly passionate about, and that is women's hormone health. And in doing so, she grew overnight. Today, she has over 2 million followers on TikTok and has been able to monetize her personal brand to far exceed her earnings as a medical doctor. That's possible for you too. And guess what? She's a menopausal woman. So you can do this in midlife, but you got to be real. You got to be authentic. You can't expect to pop off overnight. You just can't. You have to do this because it's the mark that you want to leave. If you're doing this because you want to be famous, it just won't happen. Like the universe, God doesn't work that way. Like you have to really do this because you want to serve others and you love it and not expect that it's going to pop off overnight and not expect that you're going to have millions of followers by the end of the year. You got to stick to this and you got to continually get better at creating content. Yes, it's about creating content because you can create a personal brand, but how is anyone going to find out about it unless you're either running ads or posting to social media? Pick one platform and dominate it. And by dominate, I mean like you don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to be on all the platforms, but pick one and know it inside and out. If that one happens to be Instagram, I'm your girl. Check us out at instaclubhub.com. That is the Instagram growth membership that my son and I operate together. And we'd love to help you. Like we're really good at it too. Like really good at it. Especially helping those of you who are midlifers trying to build your own personal brand. And I am so excited to hear about your journey. So if you've decided to do this, you decided, okay, I'm going to start putting the work in today and start defining my personal brand. I'm going to decide what my thing is. I'm going to download that and I'm going to do this. I want you to declare it below this episode. Declare it on Patreon, wherever you're listening, declare it. Because when you do that, you put that message out to the universe. Remember, your personal brand isn't just about creating it and then they will come. Like you got to tell people about it. And the time to do that is right now. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of Build Your Tribe. Listen, we want you to listen and consume Build Your Tribe wherever it's most convenient for you. But there are just certain episodes like this one where it really does make a difference to see the visual. I would love to find out from you, what is your number one challenge on Instagram? And be as specific as possible. With that information, we'll be able to create for you another jam-packed, valuable episode. Thanks for spending your time with us today. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We done, y'all. We done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.